right, to v'chein toiv, to v'chein toni levi masnes, to levi also learned in a braisa, that achar hayomim, the days later, bein botko motza teiro, bein botko motza temeya harezah sofik zavo. So it's a levi as a braisa also like this, that again, on the seventh day she made a bedika, she was temeya. And then 4 days later she made another bedika, so it doesn't make a nafkamino. Whether then she was teiro, whether then she was temeya, according to Levi, she's called the Sofik Zava. We have a doubt, maybe these last 3 days she saw every day, so maybe she's still a Zava. Now it says the Mishnah, Metamam Yes Leis, that this going after more says Leimah is back to the Reisha. That when she does see, we say she's Tamim Yes Leis. In the Reisha, Reisha was what? She made a Bdika on the seventh day in the morning and she was Torah. Then she makes a Bdika 5 days later and she's Tamim. So we say that in between she has the Cheskas to be Torah. True, but just now that she saw on the fifth day, she's told me 24 hours before. Meis leis. Smur says, so, lame the table to you after the Rav, let's say our Mishnah is a Kash and Rav. The Yom Rav, this Rav holds and says, Leimar, Shein Yishar Metama Meis Leis, Patochi Meis Yivosa. Like in this case, let's say now, in the 7 days of Nidus, after that she made a Bedika and she was Torah. And now she makes a Bedika during the day that she should become a Zava, during these 11 days and spouts to Meya. So Rav says that since during these 11 days she is considered to be Meslekes Domin, usually they do not see Dam. See, even if they do see Dam, we do not have the Chumra of Meis Leis. And our mission now is not like that. Here we're talking what she saw during these 11 days, and we do say she's telling me Meis Leis. So Mar says, Enechanami, but Valav is Tvinu with Rav Chod Zimna, we already asked the question on it anyway once before. So he says, okay, come, this is what I meant to say. Lema, let's say that you have tiyuf to the Rav and Amin Mehor. For now, Mishnah should also be a kasha. Echlam is a bit good, two kashas on Rav. Zmor says, no, Omelach Rav, Rav answers that and says, Ki katonim yeis liyeis. In order to Mishnah meet to say when it says she's tonim yeis liyeis, maybe it means Aresh Pirkin, because going back to the beginning of the Masechta. Arosa, the beginning of this parak, I mean. Arosa, where the girl saw Dam, for Yod Vavesavi, she's still an Ara. And there, Sakudat, I would have thought to say in that case, that even the Paskilu Yomim Torim, that since over there when the Shad Chasna, so Loch is that first night she's allowed to live with her husband as much as she wants, even though she sees Dam then, we say it was Dam Besulim. So I would have thought to say that since she had a break now, that the Dam she sees is Dam Tor, maybe after that when she starts to see that she's Tameya, maybe we should consider her Ketchilas Nidos Adamya. It's like the first time she's having a period. That we learned before, she does not have the Tumma Meyes Leis, the Lord to Tumma Meyes Leis, is Kamash Mula, not like that. That since Lemaisa, this girl did have a period before. It's just now that she got married, the Chum say, the first night she can live together as much as she wants. Because we say that Dam is Dam Basulim, that's all. But after the first night, later if she sees Dam again, we say it's Dam Nida. And then the Chum, and that would apply the Lacha of Meyes Leis. Then the Mishnah says, "Him yesh lo vest, she has a vest, so then she doesn't have the tumas meis leis." So Mar says again, "Name if so, let's say to have a tiyuf to the Rafuna Bachia. This should be a kasha on Rafuna Bachia. Or Mashmul, name of Shmuel, that Yom Rafuna Bachia. Or Mashmul, name of Shmuel, Loimar, he says, Sheini shekavas lo vest says pimezi vosom, that Yomim during the Yud Aleph Yomim between Nidus and Nidus, she can't have a vest kavua." And here we say now she saw during these 11 days, and the Mishnah says that she had a vest kavua, there's no din of Meis Leis. So you see, you could have a kavis or a vest kavua during Yimei Zivosa. So Mora says, O Malach Rav Huna, Rav Huna answer back and say no. O Malach Rav Huna Bachia, that Ki Yamrina, when do I say, Ein Isha Kavas La Vest is Yimei Zivosa, and Isha is not Kavaya Vest Yimei Zivosa? To loy boit losa yomi lemeker. Only mean to say if she is kaveya ves kavua, it's not a real ves kavua. That you would not have to have 3 times to the ikra to take it away. The meaning we say to a man musalakim that during these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So therefore, the chivon the man musalakim since she doesn't see that much, therefore the swar would be dayishasa. So a kaveya's vest even 1 time and maybe even 3 times. It's called something, Adarabba. It's not that strong of a vest to say that if she skips 1 time, she can't be accurate. No, if she skips 1 time, she could be accurate. But before she's oikrit, though, the svar is that she doesn't see so much dam during these 11 days. So therefore, if she does have a vest during those 11 days, Avada will be mekel to say that she would not have the tumah miyeis leis. Because both svaros are the same thing. That the reason why she's not kaveya a real vest kavua now is because these 11 days she doesn't see so much dam. So that's all the more svar to say that if she does see then, she should not have the tumah of miyeis leis. So therefore, there's no stivra to dinim. It's not a real vest kavua, but it's enough to say there's no tumah of miyeis leis. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, I know that Rabbi Yehuda was the one that was machmir to say that if she doesn't make a hefsek tara right before the Nesh Mashois, so she's becheskes tameya. Tani would learn like this. Omru loyle Rabbi Yehuda, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, listen, ilmole yodeo munachas bieneho, called Ben Hashmashis like a mushroom. If she would have a hand by your eyes, the whole Ben Hashmashis, meaning she would be making a bedika, the whole whatever is 45 minutes of Ben Hashmashis, your far time is good that you say that unless she has a bedika that whole time, we have to be afraid maybe she sees dam. So it's good what you're saying. But Achshav, now you, all you say is she has to make just one bedika during the Ben Hashmashis right before the end of the seventh day. So why does it help that one bedika? Emma, why don't I say, in Silat Yodeh Rosa, maybe she saw dam, in Silat Yodeh, that's when she saw dam, so why does it help you? But right after she made a bedika, then she saw dam. So Maluso Malu Yefrisha Betairo Bizai Minamincho Lamalo. What's the difference if she made a bedika on the seventh day Minamincho Lamalo? Or Malu Yefrisha Betairo Berishon? What's when she made a bedika on the first day? Like anyway, even if she makes a bedika at the end of the seventh day Ben Hashmashos, but if she doesn't have the bedika there the whole Ben Hashmashos, you have to be afraid whenever she takes it out, maybe the next minute she'll see dam. So what do you have to say? No. As long as she made a bedika and we see that she stopped seeing dam, that's enough. She's becheskes not to see dam. So hu adin on the first day also. If she makes a bedika on the first day and she stops seeing dam, that should also be she's becheskes tyra. So now the Gemara says, Verishon yikul aman diyoma. Does anybody say that Anida, she saw today in the morning dam, and then in the afternoon she stops seeing, she makes a bedika in the afternoon. Does anybody say that bedika is enough to say she's becheskes tyra? The Gnaw Mishnah Chomoni said Bishniya, on the second day she could make a bedika. But who would ever think in Selek on the first day? So more in, yes, there is a svar like that. For your tiny word like this. Omar Rabbi said, Sha'alti Yesh Rabbi Yosi, Ayesh Rabbi Yosi, for Rabbi Shimon, Kishor Yamach, they're both going on the road. That Nida Shabot Kratzma, Yoim Zayin Shach, doesn't be Nida, made a bedika the seventh day in the morning. She found out that she was Torah. She did not make a bedik again. And if the days later, she makes another bedik, she finds out that she's Tameyama. What's the locha? Omulay said back to him, Harezu becheskes tyra. Like it says in our Mishnah, let the Chum say, as long as she made a bedik and she came out to be Torah, we say she stopped seeing them and she's becheskes not to see until she sees again. What's going to be Shishi, Chamishi, Revi, Shlishi, Sheni? What's going to be if she made a bedika on the second day of Hanidus? Or the third, fourth? And that's it. She didn't make another bedika later. Mai? Or Malay said back to Mleishino. There's no difference. That's the same thing. Once she makes a bedika and she doesn't see Tor, she's now Becheska that she stops seeing Dam, which is Becheska to be Tor. The Rishon, though, he says, Leishati, I did not ask him, Obi the Locho, if the first day of Hanidus she makes a bedika and she stops seeing. But he said back, Ishnovatisi, I made a mistake, Shaloi Shalti, that I did not ask the question. Because, like this, Otto Kulu Lav Becheskas Tumakaima, let's see. When Misha sees Dam Midi Raisa, she's Tommy for the next 7 days. Whether she sees or not, she's Tommy Midi Raisa. Even if she made a bdika on the second, or third, or fourth day. But Lamaisa Midi Raisa, she's still Tommy until the end of the seventh day, until she goes to the mikvah. But what do we say? The chivon the posek, but since she made a bedika and she stopped seeing dam, that's enough. She could be becheskes tyra, and that she has the right to go to the mikvah after the 7 days by night. If so, the same story should apply. Rishonam, the same thing should be by the first day also. That chivon the posek. The maisa, even the first day when she saw dam in the morning, she became an ido. So true, she's tummy now for the next 7 days. But so what? If she makes the bedika in the afternoon and she comes out that she's tall, we should say she should remain to be the Cheskes Tyra. He said, "Umikara Maiso." At the beginning, how come he didn't ask this question? At the beginning, he held to say the svara should have been maybe Hoyu Behuchsak Mayim Pesuach. That since today, the first day that she saw, so Huchsak that a mine like a well is opened, meaning today she saw dam. So that must for sure we say that whole day she's becheska to see dam. That's halacha. If even though she makes a bdika the first day, that would not help, because she's still becheska to see that day. But the second day helps already. If she didn't see dam on the second day and she makes a bdika, then we consider to be becheska tyra that she could go to the mikveh after the 7 days. And when she sees dam later on, she's only tummy from then on and not from before. Now the Mishnah says hazav vihazova. They both saw three times, so they need now Zayin Nikim. They have to wait 7 clean days. Shebot ko atzman biyarishin. The first day of the Zayin Nikim, they made a bedika. Umotza Torah, they came out that they were Torah. Rashi always says the case here is talking about Sheposku, that they did make a Hefsek Tara, meaning before they start counting the first day even, the evening before, like that Ben Hashmosha, they made one bedika. As if to say they're stopping seeing now, and then the next day is called the first day of the Zayin Nikim. So what happened was they made a bedika on the first day, Umotzator. Over Yom Ashvi, then on the 7th day, also Umotzator. But Vishay Yom Hashem B'tayim Le'Bodku, days in between, they did not make a bedika. So what's the halacha? Reb Lezer Oymeh Harei Hein Becheskes Tayr. Yes, that's still called Becheskes Tayr, it's enough. Since at the beginning of the end she made a bedika, so we have right the same between also she did not see. And therefore she's Becheskes Tayra. Halach Lamais is also like this. A more than Isha now only makes a bedika the first to the 7th day, also she's Torah. Reb Yeshua Meshua says, Ein Lem Eliyem Rishon V'yem Shri Bavad. Yeshua says, no, it's only the first and the 7th day, that's all. Bavad. Reb Akiva Roima Ein Lem Eliyem Zayim. Reb Akiva says, no, since they didn't make a bedika in between, so we'll say that maybe she saw in between. If she saw Dam again, she has to start over again. So only the 7th day, now the Bedika she makes on the 7th day, that's the only Bedika that helps. So according to Bekiva, it's good, she has to start over again. But the Rabbi Yeshua is the Chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua holds that she only has 2 days of Nikiyim, and she has to count another 5 days. So look what the Kashr is, what do you mean she has 2 days though? Moreshach, if you have a Suffolk, maybe she saw in between, should not be good. So we'll see in the Gemara what's trying to be sure is. According to him, by says it's only Midrabbanan. The Abadi Midiraisi also agrees that since she made a bedika the first and the 7th, we say Midiraisi she did not see in between. It's only Yechumim Midrabbanan to be Machmir that we do not count those middle days for the Zayin Nikiyim. Therefore, we only count the first two and she has to count another 5 days. Now the Gemara says, Tanya will learn like this. Omalor Reb Lezler Reb Yeshua Reb Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, Lidvorecho atomoyne b'sirugim. According to you, how could you say she has the first and 7th day? Like you're counting, skipping in between, like partially means she saw in between, and you're counting only the first and 7th. That can't be. V'ya Torah, where the Torah says, Acha titor, which we dash in Acha racha l'kulin, which we dash after every one of them means, Shaloi taitumam afsekas b'neim. The 7 clean days, Zayin Nikiyim means, that she's clean for 7 straight days and she can't see dam in between. If she sees once in between, it stops. You have to start counting over again. So according to you, that you're afraid maybe she saw her in between the first and the 7th, so you have to start over again. You can't have the first day then. Omer Bishu Bishu says back, V'yaten you, V'yaten much, don't you agree that the Zav Shiroa Keri, that if the Zav, even though he's counting his Zayin Nikiyim, if he sees Shechva Zera Keri, or also V'nozir, Shehilach, he was walking. The Sichchoi Suprois, these are type of tumas we had before, Sophic tumas Midrabbanan. The Locher is of a Nozir counts 30 days, but he has to remain Tor. If he becomes Tommy, in between, he has to start counting over again. But still, the Locher is Shemayne B'Seirugim, that they're counting, they continue counting, just that one day they don't include in the counting. So how could that be? They're counting, skipping days. Iva Torah, the Torah says, Vayom HaRishonim Yiplu. That if a Nozir becomes Tomei, the first day there's a counting, he has to start over again. He can't include those days. So how could you say here, he became in contact with the Tumah, with the Rabbon, the Sotah Tumah. We just skipped that one day. You're going against what the Torah says. So Marin says no. For Reb Lezer holds like this. Bishlei ma'osom le'tomah bo'om rachmono, she'nesasera sa'li yoyma. That boy, Shechva Zera, The Pasuk says Gzeras HaKosuf, that if the Zav sees Shech Vazera, he's only tummy that one day and not more. That's all. The Torah says that. And therefore, it's only that you can't include that day in the Zayin HaKiyim. But it does not say so, you do not have to start over again. IV Mishum Mechluf, many people make mistakes. That we say, no, Zav Balkari Lemechluf, people not make a mistake, Zav in the Balkari. It looks differently, it feels differently, they won't make mistakes. Everybody knows that the din of a Zayin HaKiyim is if you see Zav, that's Saisa. If you only see Keri, that's not Saisa. Same thing, Nozir Shilich Agabi Sichos Aproyis. A Nozir that went over these type of roofs, Sichos, that's like a tree that has branches over Suffolk, maybe there's a mace there. Aproyis, that's like a fence that has a thing sticking out. Same thing with Fred, maybe mace is underneath it. Nami, midi yirayis oil mi'al yibini. Midi yirayis, you only tell me if there's a real good oil over you and the mace. But here there's not called a good oil, it's not a good tent. For Rabbanan knew the gods, Rabbanan made zero with these type of tents over a leaf or over a projection from the wall. And therefore, the Rabbanan midi yirayis lamech, the people won't make mistakes. So therefore, since it's only midi Rabbanan, it's enough to say just that one day doesn't count. But you don't have to start counting over again. Avalocha, but here the question on Yeshua is like this: Avalocha, Monashok, what happened here? She made the bedika the first day and the seventh day, and you say you could only count the first and seventh. They have to count another 5 days. So why can't you count the middle days? Ichashinan dilmechazoi besofik. If you're afraid that maybe she saw dam in between, then osla chlufa bevadai. Like there's no difference. Once you're afraid she saw dam, if she did see dam, so then midiraisa she has to start counting over again. So how could you include the first day and say she only needs 5 more days? That's the theory of Monashach. If you're afraid that she saw dam in between, then the first day should not count. And if you're not afraid she saw, then the first day, so then you have all 7 days Nakim then. So we said the Pshat in Yabi Shu is though still the Yolz, that every time it's only Midirabbanan. So Midirabbanan though, we do not include the middle days. Havadi Midiraisa she's Taka Torah. That's why we... It's not called counting b'sirugin. Just midrabban u'machem to let it count another 5 days. Almost says Tony, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Amri, that nirin divrei Rabbi Eliezer midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. It makes more sense Rabbi Eliezer's words than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was the one that said in the Mishnah that harehem becheskas tyra, that since she checked the first and the seventh, that's enough. And we say in between she did not see. That should make more sense than Rabbi Shua that says no, you only count the first and seventh. But he says, but divrei Rabbi Akiva, divrei Kulam. He likes the words of Rabbi Akiva better than everybody. That says no, that you have to start counting over again. You only have the seventh day. That's all, because maybe there is a suffix that she did see in between, and therefore the first day you can't count. Only the seventh day is the first. You have to count another 6. That would make more sense. Abuli said, but you know the halacha is to Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer says, the Medi Bedika, the first day and the seventh day, that's enough. That's Becheska to say she did not see in between, and therefore that's considered Zayin HaKiyim. That's the halacha of Anisha now. So they all have Dinim of Azova. So when we come Torah, they have to make a Bedika at least the first day and on the seventh day. Now, Iboy Lihu, Hazav V'Hazova. Shebot ka'atzma yom rishon v'yom shmini. What's going to be? She only made a bedika on the first day, and not even on the seventh, but on the eighth day she made a bedika. U'motzah tor, she came out to be tor on both of these days, but v'shara yom lebotku, the other days in between, she did not make a bedika. So here's the shalom now.